The Little Girl Who Could Not Cry by Lydia Maximovich with Paolo Ridari, translated by Sean Whiteside, read by Anna Cordell. This book is dedicated to the children who didn't have the good fortune to survive the hell of Birkenau, and to my two mothers, to whom I owe my life. 27th of January, 2022. Introduction by Pope Francis. I am happy that the book by Lydia, survivor of Auschwitz-Birkenau extermination camp, is coming out on International Day of Commemoration. The hope is that this work will help us to remember what happened. Remembering is indeed an expression of humanity. Remembering is a sign of civilization. Remembering is the condition for a better future of peace and brotherhood. The words I said at the general audience on the 28th of January 2021 still apply today. Remembering is being careful, because these things could happen again, beginning with ideological proposals intended to save a people and ending by destroying a people and humanity. We must be attentive to how this path of death, of extermination and brutality began. When, on the 26th of May 2021, I briefly greeted Lydia in the San Damaso courtyard, I wanted to kiss the arm tattooed with the number imposed upon her in Auschwitz-Birkenau, 70072. It was a simple gesture of reconciliation, so that the memory of the past may be kept alive, and so that we may learn from the dark pages of history so as not to repeat it, so as never to make the same mistakes again. So we go on trying tirelessly to cultivate justice, to increase harmony and maintain integration, to be instruments of peace and builders of a better world. In this way, we advance the mission of Lydia, who said a year ago that the mission I have chosen and which I will take forward for as long as I live and remember is to talk about what happened to me. And again, to tell it above all to the young, so that they never allow such a thing to happen again. Message from Liliana Segre, Holocaust survivor. Lydia's story is a fragment of the concentration camp universe. The damned place is Birkenau. The events related are a game of dice with death. It is set against the most unspeakable background of the tragedies of the 20th century. This is year zero of civilization. Why are we still talking about it? Out of duty. The duty of memory. Now and always, like a mantra of the third millennium. The key word is memory, that special category which, if used well, allows us to keep democracy in good health. Those who forget, on the other hand, are more exposed to the dangers of violence and intolerance. But how do we vaccinate ourselves against the virus of hate? By studying history and applying the constitution from which everything derives. I wish the boys and girls who browse these pages a good future, free from the shadow of the past, a time that doesn't pass for someone like me, who still feels a little bit drowned and a little bit saved. Message from Sammy Modiano, Holocaust survivor. I was very moved to meet someone like Lydia and couldn't help hugging her. Her story is like my own, one of loneliness and the terrible experience of those extermination camps, torn from her mother's hands at only 3 years old, facing the uncertainty of what was to come. So many things bring us together in the painful experience of our past, but the desire not to surrender to it has helped us to overcome the obstacles of life. The wound remains, but just as Lydia found her mother after many years and told her dramatic story, I too found a person who looked after me and who has always been close to me, my wife Selma. Lydia's book must remain as an example of life. Strength, courage, perseverance in goodness, love of one's neighbour, and no more wars. After being silent for so many years, like her, I too have decided